glad to be seated. Check this off. Can you hear me all right? Someone say no. You know, I was amazed to read that there are 450 vineyards in England and Wales. Did you know that? Yeah, one of which is run by one of our church families. In fact, there's a picture of it on your sheet there. But that accounts for less than 1% of what the wine that we drink in Britain, apparently. So it just shows you how much we knock back, isn't it? Vines are the image that Jesus uses to finish the series that we've been having on the I Am sayings in John's Gospel. So before I continue any further, I will read the Gospel to you. So if you are able to stand, we'll stand for the Gospel reading. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, chapter 15. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. So abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I choose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, O Christ. Lord, thank you for your word passed down to us, and may we take from it what you would have us take from it, that we might follow you a little more closely. And we do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Glad to be seated. Oh. 2015, I would say. So that was the final I am that we find in John's Gospels. I'll just remind you of the rest that we've used as our themes in the last 2 months. And if you haven't heard them all, they're on the website, okay? All of them except this one, which will be, so you can, you know, they're all quite short. We began with going back to the Old Testament and the burning bush, where of all the things Moses could have asked God, he said, "What's your name?" And God said, "Well, I am who I am." And it's that phrase that Jesus picks up on in the New Testament, in the Gospels, applies it to himself as a way of explaining who he is and what God is like. So we had, I am the bread of life, you know, the source of all nourishment. I'm the light of the world. Oh dear, that's warm. Sorry about this, it happens. I've only got half my vocal cords intact since the accident, see, so I can't. I am the light of the world, a guide. I am the gate to the sheep pen, to a place of safety and salvation. I am the good shepherd who is the voice of kindness and support. I am the resurrection and the life, the one who's gone before us to the next life. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, the one to follow if we want to walk in the footsteps of God. So all the benefits that Jesus points to in those I am sayings are gifted to us through him, through God. But they're not like gifts under the Christmas tree. You know, they just unwrap them, enjoy them for half an hour and put them aside. They're gifts that we pick up, develop throughout our lives. And Jesus says in this reading, doesn't he? Whatever you ask for in prayer, you'll get. Ah, that's fascinating, that is. Except he doesn't say that. He then goes on to say, whatever you ask for in my name, you will receive. So it's when our prayers are in the same spirit that Jesus prayed in, that's when we're going to get positive answers. And it's not always easy to know how to pray, is it, and what to pray for. But the I am sayings give us a big clue. They point us to the things that are on God's heart. So, the bread of life. God wants to give us what we need. Not what we necessarily want, but what we need. Light of the world. God wants to show us a purpose to life, what life's all about. A place of safety. That's about knowing that as Christ has died for us, friendship with God is there for us. It's about the resurrection and the life. That as Christ has gone before, so we and all our loved ones can go in the same direction. There is life beyond this. And then the way, the truth, and the life. That God wants us to look to Christ as a kind of guide to follow. So they're all good things, aren't they? And they're things we can pray for with confidence, what we need, when we need wisdom to show us the way, when we want to feel safe, even when things are bad, when we want to grow in kindness and support for others and ourselves, and when we seek truth, the things of God, We know through those I am sayings that they're all things on God's heart, so we can confidently pray for those things, knowing that God wants to say yes. And that's the vine, that's what the whole vine illustration is about. If we stay connected to Christ through his life that we know about, through his teachings, through the examples he set, through the followers he sent out, etc., etc., then we can pray confidently for all these other things, knowing that God wants the best for us and wants to say yes. Now, to me, that's a precious thing. As precious as a ruby, you might say. Amen.